Good afternoon, and welcome to KALW's On Air Folk Festival. It's 5 hours of continuous live music between now and 8 o'clock. I'm Joanne Marr, and I'll be hosting the first part of the festival. And here's what's coming up. At 4 o'clock, vocalist Teresa Troll makes her first return appearance to the Bay Area since she moved away to New Zealand. She'll be reuniting with Barbara Higbee on keyboards. At 5 o'clock, Karen Armstrong will be leading a singer-songwriters round robin with John Haley Walker and Matt Lax. At 6:30, we'll hear from a new ensemble which goes by the name of the Sycamore Slough String Band, bluegrass treatments of Grateful Dead songs, and the festival closes out with more bluegrass and Americana featuring Dick Spruce and Julie Klein on guitar and mandolin. And now, kicking off our folk festival, it's the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers. Take it away.
Thank you.
The San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers, live here in our studios, leading off the KALW On Air Folk Festival. And the Scottish Fiddlers are Vince Moulton, Cherry Clark, John Clendenin, Cullen Looper, Zane Looper, and Kathy Clendenin. And what did we just hear, Cherry?
We heard a group of tunes from that are very popular in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, which is off the Atlantic coast of Canada. And it's a very rich source of Scottish music from people who settled there. A lot of people came over in the 18th century bringing their music with them. But they kept the tradition alive, and they kept writing new tunes and playing the old ones. And it's just a wonderful musical source.
The San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers are performing tonight at the Freight and Salvage in downtown Berkeley, and that concert is sold out, I understand.
That's correct. We are very excited about being at the Freight, and we sold out last night, and we're sorry that we can't accommodate all the people who would like to be there.
But if people tomorrow would like to drive a little farther north to Rohnert Park, we're going to be at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center at 3 p.m., and I believe there's a few seats left.
Yeah, so that's a good thing to keep in mind.
And the Spreckles Performing Arts Center is located at 5409 Snyder Lane in Rohnert Park. So did you have all 200 fiddlers showing up last night?
Well, no, we actually, there's over 300 people in the club. But I think we had 115 people on stage.
That's a good turnout.
And not just fiddlers. There are guitars, flutes, a hammered dulcimer, harmonicas, bass, and a great representation of cellists. So we have quite a lot of people, and there's dancing and singing. It's a whole night of having a great party on stage.
The San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers is led by Alistair Fraser, who literally has walked in the door. He was tied up in traffic, but we're glad to have him here. Welcome to KALW, Alistair.
Thank you so much. You just rushed across the Bay Bridge.
I should have warned you that traffic is really, really bad on Saturdays.
It's crazy out there. But I'm wearing my kilt. We just went across the bridge in a kilt and waving the Scottish flag.
So I'm sure that all helped. Alistair, I don't know if you remember, but you were my very first live performing guest along with Jody Stecker back in 1989.
I do remember. It's amazing to be here.
Yeah, we were in another studio back in 89. But that's when our show first started on KALW. So we go back quite a long way.
I know, and you've done a lot of great work in these intervening years.
Well, right. Thank you. Well, it's good to have you back after a 23-year absence. You've been busy.
Yeah, I couldn't miss it. Last night was tremendous. The energy was just wonderful in the Freight and Salvage, and the place was rollicking. And then we took the music out to the street afterwards. And
oh, really?
Wow. Stopped the traffic. And no doubt something similar will happen this evening. But the energy is really fantastic. The group is, I think it's about 100 people on stage, and we had a capacity audience, which I think was about 400 or something. So it's fun. We're going to do it again tonight.
Yeah. So back in the mid-80s, you had just quit your job as an engineer with an oil company, and you decided to become a full-time musician. And the story I heard was that you had this epiphany when you were stuck out there in the Atlantic Ocean fixing an oil rig for hours, and then you asked yourself, "What am I doing here?"
It's almost correct. I mean, the epiphany part is correct. I did a lot of soul searching, I'm happy to say, and I sort of regard that as a previous life, which I don't regret. You know, I was playing music all the time, anyway, leading a kind of a double life. You know, but all the time questioning the role of music in my life, the role of music in our life, you know, and always being seduced by the power of music and what an amazing force it is in this world, and pitting that against, you know, like my young engineer self trying to, you know, make a living and so. And then I realized I was sitting in an office actually in the financial district in San Francisco in 1980. 1985, I think it was. And I had my feet up in the desk, and I was just sitting back, thinking about life and things. And I had this moment where I realized that there's not one person on this planet that cannot be affected by music. And I thought, is that really true? Can that be true? And I thought, that is true. And that was the moment I needed. That was the realization that I needed. And the penny dropped, and I quit the next day and, you know, played music.
It was taking a risk, because back in the 80s, not too many people were familiar with Scottish music. It wasn't being played in the local pubs, and there really wasn't that large an audience for this music back then. So you really had to start from scratch.
Yeah, I mean, it's my musical journey has never actually been about, you know, mining a popular vein or anything like it. You know, it's more a case of following the muse, and as I say, you know, the power of music in community, in healing, in changing the world, you know, that kind of thing. And Scottish music is just a small subset of the greater picture in that, and I'm interested in the greater picture and many, many different types of music also.
Well, you've come such a long way over those 25 years. You're among Scotland's leading fiddlers, and you've probably done more to introduce people to Scottish fiddling than any other musician.
Well, thank you. It's easy to convince people to get involved if it's something you love, you know, as is evidenced here. We all love this music, and as I said at the Freight last night, it's great to have a vehicle which you can use to express your soul and to get people to dance, to share the energy of these tunes. That they're made for us, you know. It's wonderful music that's come down through the centuries, and we can have a sense of ownership of this music, all folk music, in a way. You kind of jump into the river and you get to shoot the rapids in your own way and have fun doing it.
So all the Scottish fiddlers and musicians who are here with us in the studio are among the scores of musicians that you've inspired and trained over the years.
Yeah, I mean, the fiddle camps have been a big part of my life. And Cherry here, who just spoke, is very elemental and involved in the whole fiddle camp movement. Beginning with the Valley of the Moon Scottish Fiddle School, which we started 29 years ago. And then I started another one on back home in Scotland, on the Isle of Skye. And now we have another in the Sierra Nevada, which we started to take care of the overflow from the Valley of the Moon. And now I also have one in Spain, because, as I was saying, it's not just about Scottish music. It's about expressing your heart and soul, using the music. And I'm interested in the Basque condition and the Catalan and the Galicians and the Castilians, and you know, we have a Hungarian musician coming. We're mixing it with the Swedish elements and the Scandinavian. It goes on and on and on. It's a big world of music out there.
Going international. Alistair Fraser and the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers are all here. And can you play some more for us? What are we going to hear next?
I'm going to get my fiddle out of its case, and I'm going to maybe hand you over to Rob, who could possibly let you hear a little excerpt from a song that he's singing in the show tonight, called Sick a Parcel of Rogues in a Nation.
Okay, Rob, step forward.
It will shock you to hear that this is not a cheerful Scottish song, not exactly.
This is a Robert Burns song, isn't it?
It is a Robert Burns song, and it's about the act of union between Scotland and to make it a part of Great Britain. So here's the beginning of the song, just the first verse. Farewell, tae our Scottish name. Farewell to ancient glory. Farewell even to our Scottish name. Say famed in martial story. Nu sar crins o'er Solway sands, and tweed rins te the ocean. Da mark war England's province stands. Sicca parcel our rogues e the nation. Thank you.
And we have a jig, two jigs now, called Inganish and Mrs. McGee.
San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers, led by Alasdair Fraser, performing for us live this afternoon, part of KALW's On Air Folk Festival, going on until 8 o'clock this evening. So, Alasdair, around the time you started your own record label, Colburnie, you also mentioned your Scottish fiddling camp, Valley of the Moon. So is that how the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers got started?
The Fiddle Camp, Valley of the Moon, and the San Francisco Fiddle Club, Scottish Fiddle Club, began around the same time, and they've evolved together. And we actually started a non-profit organization called Scottish Fiddlers of California, with the idea that there would be an umbrella for all kinds of musical adventures, and it has served in that way. It's been great.
So the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers is like a community ensemble. Anyone can join, no auditions?
Yes. And it's like a village orchestra, you know. And it's more than it. You know, I use the word orchestra, and we try not to say that we're an orchestra because we're really much more of a gang of individuals who love the music. And we get together every month in each other's homes and various gathering places, play music, take walks. It's a community, you know. It's people who love to spend time together, and the music is the kind of the reason, the raison d'être that creates so many great community values. Part of our philosophy in the whole organization is to be inclusive, trying to make a statement about the way music is often taught and presented, there are an awful lot of people out there who would love to play music and express joy in their music, but they actually spend a lot of time living in fear of the next mistake. And often music is taught that way. There's an awful lot of fear-based teaching and reliance on competition to produce excellence. And so one of the ideas that we were testing in this organization was to see if you take away the competition and you take away any ideas of auditions, you're inclusive, can you still get the excellence? Will it still? And we have proven, we could write a paper on this, you know, we've proven many times that we produce some of the best fiddlers in the country that have grown up in a community that has been supportive and inclusive. And we're really, really happy about that. I'm very happy about that. And I would love to present that to other organizations that tend to rely on competition and judgment. You know, you're not good enough, you can't join this band, or you're not ready to play this yet. Or, you know, there's so many ways in which we discourage people from playing music.
Yeah. And the club is not even limited to San Francisco. You have members from all over Northern California.
Yeah, and further afield also. We have members on the East Coast. We have people up in Toronto, and, you know, occasionally they come down and the Netherlands. They join in. You know, it's a pretty widespread community.
And you're currently up to 300 members?
I appeal to Cherry's wisdom on that one.
I mean, it's 300 plus members. I don't know exactly how many, but they just keep coming.
Mm-hmm. And I was searching on the internet to prepare for this program, and I came across a description of the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers. You've been described as, quote, a wild bunch of anarchistic rabble-rousing musicians.
Interesting.
Are you really? Are you guys really that wild? Because you all seem very polite and well-behaved.
I'm not sure what Alistair means by the wildness. It's just that the whole concept is that we're not regimented. We're just there. We're at play.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, well said. We're kind of freedom seeking. You know, it's if you look at a string section in an orchestra, you'll find that the bows are all going the same direction, right? And often people are actually reading their bow strokes, the indications for when you play an up bow, when you play a down bow. And, you know, that's great. I grew up doing that, and I can play Mozart, and it all works. But there's another way. When you assemble a bunch of musicians and you encourage them to play strathspeys and reels for dancing, the dancers actually don't care which way your bow's going. What they care about is whether the groove is happening and the phrasing and the musicality of the statement. And there are many ways to get that to happen. So we don't insist on, as Cherry said, the regimentation of it, but we do search for good groove and good idiomatic integrity in the music.
I guess the one bit evidence of wildness is when we play a trick on Alistair, which we frequently do at concerts. Like, he'll get all ready to start a tune, and we'll just sit there and not play. Or we'll
play a different tune
or pull out our kazoos and play it on the kazoos.
That's
instead.
Right. We had one of those amazing moments of collective amnesia last night, in fact, as I brought in the band of, how many people are on stage?
115, I think.
115. You would not think this is possible, but I count them and I go 1, 2, 3, 4, and no one plays. And they sit there and look at me, and it's an amazing phenomenon.
So then he turned around and tried to direct the audience instead.
Good luck.
But that's it. You know, we're living in the moment in the music, and I think the audience gets that. It's suddenly our inclusiveness and our willingness to kind of take a little bit of edge. We're taking a lot of edge, actually, when we're on stage, and that transmits to the audience. They feel like they're in it with us, and it's no longer kind of a passive involvement from the audience. They're actually at the Cayley, you know, they're involved in it.
All right, Alistair Fraser, can I get you and the Fiddlers to play more of your rabble-rousing music?
Sure. I was thinking maybe we could do Munlochy Bridge, the actual medley that we did not come in on.
Oh, gosh.
You just want us to practice for tonight.
Three times
this
each one.
This is doing penance. Alistair Fraser and the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers. They're my guests today, leading off the KALW On Air Folk Festival, which goes on until 8 o'clock this evening. Alistair, I look at your website, and you're a very busy man these days, which is why I guess we haven't seen you here in the KALW studios for the last 23 years. You're running Colburnie Records. You're very much in demand as a concert performer, so you're constantly touring and performing around the country, around the world. And as you mentioned a few minutes ago, you're running four fiddle camps now, mm-hmm. including Valley of the Moon. And you know, your classes and workshops have had such an enormous impact on the future generations of younger fiddlers. I can think of a few off the top of my head who've gone professional because of you. There's Athena Turgis, who performed in Riverdance on Broadway, Laura Risk, Hanneke Castle, and Lissa Schneckenberger, who are out on the East Coast, and Brittany Haas and her sister Natalie Haas.
Yeah. The list is getting quite long.
It is.
And I think, you know, a lot of that has happened because of my and our faith in the idea of abundance. You know, we talked about how, or you mentioned how early on that the music maybe wasn't that well known or popular, but, you know, I just have absolute optimistic faith in the idea of abundance, and if you're interested in something and you share it, then it will seed itself. You know, if it's got elements of merit in it, it will seed itself, and we've really seen that happen. And so the with just the faith in it, we've created audiences, and lots of these young players that you're talking about are playing all over. They're playing in this country and going abroad and playing strathspeys and reels and jigs and making a life out of it. And it is a very abundant system. I think more people get interested, more people come, more people want to pick up an instrument, get involved, and that's what we're seeing.
And let's talk about Natalie Haas. She's an enormously talented cello player, recent graduate from Juilliard, and she's currently your duet partner. You have three recordings out with Natalie.
Amazingly enough, Natalie and I have been touring solid now for over 12 years, which is just astonishing to me. It was kind of an experiment, you know, to go on the road with a cello, because I love cello. I also have this idea of always kind of questing, you know, going back down through the centuries to the older ways of playing the music and questioning why are we not doing this now? What about these old tunes? Why are we not playing some of these old tunes? Gaelic songs, why are we not singing them? And the cello was an instance of that, where I thought the cello was very prominent in Scotland in the 18th century. It was, with a fiddle, it was the dance band of choice. And certainly when I was growing up, I wasn't hearing cellos. So my natural inquisitive mind says, why? And so we started to encourage cello. And at Valley of the Moon, in the beginning years, we had Abby Newton, who's a wonderful cellist from the East Coast, teaching. And young Natalie came along because her sister Brittany was interested in the fiddle. And lo and behold, we had a cello class. So Natalie came along at 11 years of age. And my search was always not only for a cellist, but someone who would have that free-spirited approach and the courage to actually step forward with the cello and not say to me, sure, I'd love to play the cello, do you have the music? Because there isn't the music. You have to find the music. It's not going to be written down. And Natalie just stepped up to the plate, and no matter what I threw at her, I'd say, would you join me here? Would you play on this? She would just say, sure, and show up and do an amazing job. And I thought, wow, this is great. It's not only fantastic cello playing, but it's courageous willingness to take it out there. And that's exactly what she has done, and we have done, growing the cello now beyond what it did in the 18th century into kind of a... The cello is actually now moving back into the center of the traditional music world. And I'm really, really happy about that, because it's such a useful instrument.
Mm. Let's listen to a tune from your most recent duet recording with Natalie Haas. This is a French schottische called La Sansonnette. Do you want to say something about this?
Yeah, it's just a tune that we're in love with, that we learned at the Spanish fiddle camp from the guitar teacher whose name is Carlos Becerro, and he, in a jam session one night, he played La Sansonnette. Turns out it's written by Dominique Forge, who is the professor of hurdy-gurdy at the University of Central France, and he actually, coincidentally, runs the village orchestra in Central France, and does a lot of great work with education. And has the village orchestra that he directs has hurdy-gurdies and cellos and fiddles and all kinds of bagpipes. And it's a great sound. So this is La Sansonnette. It's a French Scottish.
Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas from their most recent recording, Highlander's Farewell, on KALW. ¶¶ Alistair Fraser and the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers live in the KALW studios today. Alistair making a return appearance on KALW after a 23-year absence, and it's good to have him back on the KALW airwaves. What did we just hear, Alistair?
Oh, let me see. There were two jigs, very much from the core 18th century repertoire of Scottish dance music, and the first one was called Miss Grace Hayes' Delight, and then Miss Oswald of Auchincruge. Just classic Scottish jigs.
And those tunes came out of Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas performing La Sansonette from their most recent recording, Highlander's Farewell. So both you and Natalie have had classical training, and you could hear that classical sound in La Sansonette. But performing traditional music involves a completely different process. It's not written down on paper. And at your fiddle camps, you encourage students to listen and improvise, so you're all feeling the music rather than learning it by rote.
Absolutely. I mean, that's such a huge area that we love to delve into. And I love classical music. I listen to a lot of classical music, you know, the work of the great composers. And I love the sound of it, the structure of it, and the compositional skills of it, and the emotionality of it. And yes, I grew up playing classical music, so I had the discipline of that. But at home, I was playing tunes with my dad on his pipes and his chanter, or learning Scottish songs. And then actually, when I was a kid, I would the same gentleman who taught me violin would go out to old folks' homes and we'd play Scottish tunes at rest homes, you know. And so I kind of grew up bilingually on the fiddle. So I was able to read music, but I was also able to play without reading music, which to me is such an important thing to breed in any musician, the ability and the confidence to actually play without having any visual information coming in. And it's a little bit disturbing, I think, now that how often we find that in formal teaching situations, music is taught or is transmitted visually, mm-hmm. as opposed to orally. And as you say, folk music is a prime example of an oral tradition. And it's just such a great tool to have in life, to be able to hear something on the radio and then pick up your fiddle and play it, whether it's a folk song or a Lady Gaga song, you know, it doesn't, or a Beatles song, it doesn't make any difference. Once you have developed your ear, you can play what you hear. And we meet lots of musicians. People come to our music camps who have been, who have not been able to do that. They mm-hmm. have become frustrated. Mm. Often they've learned that they cannot play their music unless they have a music stand and paper with them, and so we're trying to fix that. Mm-hmm. And we have taken people across that river, and often it requires courage. It's emotional. It's cathartic to actually find, after years of only being able to play by reading, that you can actually play the music that is already in you. So it's a huge, huge thing.
I guess the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers Club attracts a certain number of musicians from the classical world, and it's interesting to find out whether it's been difficult for classical players to unlearn the way they've been trained to play.
It is difficult, and it's such a big thing. But usually, I express it by saying to classical musicians who are what I call paper trained, you know, and if they want to learn to play by owning the music and by learning it by ear, first of all, we don't talk about memorization. There's something better. There's knowing the music, and often that means that the highly trained classical musician has to go back down the road that they came up. And they go back down that road, and they find there was a fork in the road where they made a choice. And that other fork leads you up the road of improvisation, making things up, or even falling off your tune and learning how to survive.
No, but that's frowned on in the classical world, right?
Absolutely, yeah. But if you do that a few times, then you learn that you can survive, and then you don't fall off. You know, you actually make things up. You can make up your harmony parts. The next thing you know, you'd be writing your own tunes, and that's what we try to encourage. And lots of people have done that now. And in fact, this new generation of players that's coming up thinks nothing of that, especially if you're part of the camp, fiddle camp culture. They'll sit down and they'll play Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, and then they'll play blues, and it'll be real blues, and they'll improvise jazz, and they'll play Scottish tunes and Irish tunes in the vernacular with the ornamentation, because they feel it, and they become multilingual. So basically that's what we're trying to create now, is the multilingual musician.
Well, I'm sure what you've been saying this past hour has inspired a number of our listeners. How can people sign up to take part in one of your fiddle camps?
Probably the easiest way is to go to my website, go to alistairfraser.com, or to go to San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers.org. We're easy to find, and there's all kinds of buttons that you can click on that will lead you to the people that will get you involved in this, in the music and in the community.
And people can go to the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers website to join the fiddling club.
That's right.
Well, it's been a great pleasure having all of you with us this afternoon in the studio. Can you take us out with one more?
Thanks so much. It's just great to come back, and hope it's not another 23 years.
I hope not.
Traffic's not that bad, you know. So we're going to finish up with a tune that I wrote for my father, who's, of course, not with us now, but was certainly elemental in instilling in me a lot of these areas that we've been talking about. And he used to come and play for these concerts with us. His name's Bob. And so I wrote a tune for him, Rob Fraser's Welcome to San Francisco, and we're going to play that now.
Thank you.
Alistair Fraser and the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers, Vince Moulton, Cherry Clark, John Clendenin, Cullen Looper, Zane Looper, Kathy Clendenin, Connie Muir, and Rob Gottfried. Thank you all for coming in and being part of our on-air folk festival.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks also to our hardworking engineers, Tony Farrow, Phil Hartman, and Bob Campbell. Alistair Fraser and the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers perform tonight at 8 in Berkeley, but that concert is sold out. They are performing tomorrow afternoon at 3 at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Rohnert Park. The address is 5409 Snyder Lane. As far as you know, that's not sold out.
As far as I know, yeah. Yeah. In fact, I know it's not.
Okay, so if you want to make the drive out to Rohnert Park tomorrow afternoon, you can catch Alistair Fraser and the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers. The KALW Folk Festival continues until 8 o'clock this evening. Coming up at 5, Karen Armstrong and Friends. Karen is going to be leading a singer-songwriter's round robin with Matt Lax and John Haley Walker. At 6:30, it's the Sycamore Slough String Band, Bluegrass Treatments of Grateful Dead Songs. And the folk festival concludes with Dick Bruce and Julie Klein, a new guitar mandolin duo performing bluegrass and Americana songs. Coming up in a few minutes, Teresa Troll and Barbara Higby. Let's go out with one more from Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas, the title song from their most recent recording, Highlander's Farewell, featuring Martin Hayes and Bruce Molsky on fiddles and Dennis Cahill on guitar. Thank you.